I feel like if you're with a babe and she can gain weight, but the freak has to increase with the weight. I feel like if you're with a babe and she can gain weight, but the freak has to increase with the weight. So the bigger they get, the bigger of a freak they have to become. That's my rule of thumb.
That's totally fair.
You can get as big as you want, but like,
you're talking about pig wife.
Yes. Yeah. The bigger you get.
A true pig wife.
Exactly.
Yes.
For every pound, for every 10, let's say every 10 pounds got to be a new thing you unlock that you do.
Pig wife sounds kind of nice.
Who would deny it?
A pretty pig wife? Like a BBW?
It doesn't matter.
Whatever pig you wife, get, bro. Whatever you get.
There were some pig moms.
Yeah.
That you would see growing up, and you'd go, God damn, that guy's got a pig mom. I bet she's a...
You got to dial up the freak.
I'm not saying a pig wife.
I'm not trying to be a dick. That is just my rule of thumb. People can do whatever they want. You are free to gain as much as you please. Every 10, 20 pounds, they're better. It'd be like an RPG. You got to unlock a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Every just like, well.
Yeah, you better get to the gym, otherwise something real bad happens. Something I don't even want to do happens.
I'm doing it for us. But that would be, I mean, imagine that. For every 20 LBs, it's just like a new act where you're like, whoa.
Damn, I'd be a freak bitch. I gotta get to the gym right now. I'm a freak bull.
True, man. You just be at one point, you'd be like, I just gotta hit a Diddy party, bro. I have not been going to the gym. I just gotta go deep now. I'd be willing to see what my there's gotta be like a like you know like the X and Y axis.
Yeah.
I wonder what like where you would tap out at.
As far as the size, for the size of the pig
weight goes up, the X, you go further out the X axis.
I mean, you might get to the point where you got like a lady, you gotta, you know, put in a flatbread. I mean, it might get to the point where you got to take out a wall to get her out of the house. If you have a giant blob pig wife,
yeah,
and you can just anything you want, you go in there.
Yeah, that's the deal.
You are mine.
The crane comes in. You're just like, no. They rip your ceiling off. You go, no.
No, you can't take my blob.
Hold on. Let me get her back in his rabbit hutch.
Oh, yeah. Blob wife?
Pure blob. Pure job of the hut. That'd be job of the slut, dude.
He's job of the slut. You'd be in a metal bikini standing next to her going, she just kept eating. Now I'm a fucking freak.
You'd be like Han Solo on the edge of that fucking ring. You get sucked into the ring like, no.
You get a blob wife. There are dudes, obviously, with blob wives.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I love the 1,000-pound sisters or whatever that shit is.
So tight.
TLC keeps trotting out blobs.
So tight.
So sick.
It would be, I mean, again, it's like, you just have to use your imagination, but you could probably go pretty, it'd be pretty wild.
Yeah, you could fuck every part of her.
Yeah.
Like, and you then, fuck her arm.
Yeah, and then you would start with, I've talked about feeders and gainers. You know what feeders and gainers are, Nate?
No.
A feeder and a gainer.
Feeders
and gainers, it's a fetish. I like talked about this to someone recently, like assuming he knew what I was talking about. He's like, what the fuck? What?
Dude.
Like a bit of a feeder, aren't you? So a feeder is when you, if you're a gainer, you're just someone who's, your
buff, significant other.
Yeah, you're just going to feed them. Your fetish is getting people fat.
Yeah.
And their fetish is becoming your little fat blob. And you can just get into that whole thing where it's like, you want to be like, yeah, eat up, babe.
I wish I could dabble in different types of love.
I see the wheels turning over there. Lemiz, are you sleepy?
Yeah, I'm a little sleepy.
He's groggy, bro.
Why are you so groggy?
I was having a hoot last night.
Oh, the live show was last night.
Yeah.
So you're with the babes.
Yeah, I was with the bros and the babes.
P-I-T-M, babe crew.
Yeah. Had a long one, you know, tying it on.
What do you think about getting a something of a mascot for PITM? Maybe a blob. You guys could get a blob.
Pig blob.
I would love to have a fat lady just hang around the pod, chime in with her opinions.
Yeah, man.
I think it has to be Fair Abraham, honestly.
But you got a blob. Is she willing to gain for you guys?
For the right price, I bet she would gain.
I think Aaron said the funniest thing on the pod, but not actually. She said I was playing Bitcoin, and I think about it like every day.
What do you mean?
Talking about buying and selling Bitcoin.
She thought
I was playing Bitcoin.
What's the, I don't understand. Like, you're saying, like, it was just that's how she.
I think what the joke is that she has such a lack of understanding of what Bitcoin is that she thinks it's an online game.
She was like, I was playing
like
Bitcoin.
It's Minecraft or something. That's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure.
It's made me laugh every day since.
Did you guys confront her on the poop video?
No, people are pretty upset about it.
I didn't get to that part.
Can't bring up the poop vid.
Not even a confrontation. It's like an exploration. Just
we were beating around the
bush. I heard you beating around the bush a little.
How did you beat around the bush?
I heard cake farts get brought up.
Yeah. What?
They were bringing up, like, have you ever done cake farts?
That's so it is funny when you get someone on, you're like, I'm bringing it up. And the whole time you're like.
We only stood 10 toes, I think, one time. It was
the non-porn thing?
No, she was trying to say she doesn't. We are big on if you charge for your OnlyFans but don't show tits.
Yeah.
Not okay. And she was, you know, talking about she doesn't show tits on her main thing. And we didn't let it slide. I was pretty proud of that.
Wait, what's the beyond the main thing?
Like your main,
it was pretty tough
feet.
Of you for it, three men in a room to confront.
Well, you don't know how
a woman.
It was.
That's pretty awesome. You guys did that.
It wasn't as mean as it sounded. She laughed.
So it's like there's another level you can unlock for that.
For what?
For tits. You said the main thing.
She was saying hers was like, giving all this free plugs. She was saying hers was free, and she charges for extra stuff, which is fine. I think.
Fine.
If you charge at all.
As a gatekeepers.
You know what? I like it.
Somebody's got to keep the law around there.
You got to pay to see some titties.
Wouldn't this be a great gift? We were saying this on the pod. Wouldn't this be a great gift if your lady just was like, I put $100 on your OnlyFans account. Have a blast.
No.
No?
No, I'm not in a poly relationship.
That's not poly. It's, you think porn is poly?
Circling the drain.
That's, well,
I
hold,
think it's keeping
on.
You locked in the non to not stepping out. You think it is?
I think it's slightly freak shit.
I think I'd be very happy if my lady.
Now,
was
if my blob were to approach you like that.
How much does my wife weigh at this point? If she's a blob, then by all means, yes.
I would love to dabble in multiple types of like love, like blob love, what Kanye's got going on love.
Just like pure exhibitionism?
Yeah, pure exhibitionism, like super like.
What about if you? What vanilla? About if you exhibit the blob?
Wait, what if what?
Exhibit the blob.
Like I would be the blob.
Charge people to come out.
I'm saying just
be rich. View the blob.
Just get a PR, company just to take pictures of your scantily clad blob in public.
You would probably make $100,000 a year. Just have the fattest lady on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
People are gonna
for sure.
You're gonna get
You
$100,000 was shooting low.
Yeah. Now we're talking pimping.
Yeah.
now we're talking, we're pimping the blob.
You're going to get that fucking pimping the blob. You're going to get that dragon chain back out. You're going to be back. The dragon chain. You're going to be pimping a blob.
Once we start pimping the blob, we all hit piercing pagoda and get like the $132 silver chains. That would be so sick.
We could get our hands on a blob around here.
They're out there.
You can find a blob.
You
got to
get her Dumbo drop, though, bro. I don't feel like growing my blob. I don't have the patience to grow my blob.
We have the patience, or I mean that. Yeah, we should. We could airdrop a blob in here.
Have a blob dropped off by.
We
drone.
Get the blob out in the Lemaire room.
True.
Yeah, and that's got a good glass. We could charge people to go look at it.
Yeah, but then you need the ranch hand back. You need the ranch hand.
The ranch hand would be tending to the blob. But I know what you would do, you little devil.
True. You would
take it. I'd catch you snacking on the blob.
This whole operation would fall apart. It'd be nothing but infighting. Be like, dude, I saw you with the blob. What the fuck?
A lot of infighting. People would be sneaking out to the blob. A lot of trips to the blob.
I had a guy hit me up recently. He was like, you can buy apparently gorilla food, and it's like the same macros for people, but it's like $2 a day. So,
you mean for the blob?
No, I'm saying I would never feed. I would feed the blob. The blob is fucking queen, dude.
Yeah,
that'd be Uber Eats. Feeding the blob gorilla food would be fucked. If we fell in hard times, we'd have no other choice than to feed her. We'd have to feed.
Got to keep her satiated.
Yeah, you can buy apparently like primate food, and it's like the same macros. And it's like human grade. It's like $3. Some guy was like, you think I should do this? I was like, I don't know, dude.
Yes.
I was like, if you want. He's like, it's so cheap. This is true. It'd be pretty fucking sick just crushing gorilla feed.
It's probably terrible.
Oh, it's got to be so bad.
And they're, yeah.
But
there's,
if you're
not,
talking,
there's not even any good tasty trees in there. They're vegetarian.
Yeah, you might as well just do the McDonald's.
It's a omnivore.
Did you ever see those guys who are like, yeah, true. Omnivore. No, they aren't they omnivore? No, yeah, they're.
No, I think gorillas are herbivores.
Yeah, what the fuck? Those macros must be fucked.
I think with animals, though, you toss fucking anything in there.
Yeah, true. You beef know? Them up.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah, you could
I think
really.
They feed
oh,
chimkins.
Has anyone put a gorilla on steroids before?
Shit.
That would be sick. That's. We need another pool house for our juiced up gorilla.
Juiced up fucking silverback gorilla.
And now we're getting in the darker corners of the internet.
Push comes to shove. Now we take OnlyFans by storm.
Brother, I'm right there with you.
Somebody forgets to lock the...
You know? You teach it sign language. It's just going, take me to the blob. Take me to the blob.
It would need the blob. It'd be like Pete the dolphin. It would, the blob would fly away. He would kill himself.
One day they would come take your blob. Once a lady 600 pounds.
The government would find out.
Once a lady 600 pounds, the government comes and she just goes, the claw. And it comes down. Did you ever see Toy Story? Yeah. The claw.
It would be, if the government got wind that we were collecting blobs, it would be, it'd be like Waco. They'd got a tank through the fucking wall. They come for our blobs.
They'd be a big machine like a Pizza Planet.
The claw.
We would have to start arming ourselves. We'd have to defend the blob at all costs.
We would have for sure have to.
Because you know the government can't stand.
No. We need some grazing land too. Just get like little astroturf. Just lay little Debbies out.
I mean, yeah, once we start, once we make money off the first blob, I think we get
our
a
bottom,
couple
that'd
blobs.
Be our bottom blob.
Yeah. It's our bottom blob.
Bottom blob.
Get our bottom blob. Get all the other blobs and shit.
We got to just take the first blob, flip that into 3-4 blobs.
Some fixer-uppers. This blob's a little old.
Yeah, blobs do. They don't last long.
No.
Unfortunately, our sweet blobs would depart this realm quickly.
True.
You truck them out. You get them. Yeah.
Is what it is. It's
take
rough.
Them away, yeah. Do surgery, fix the blobs.
Clone them.
Clone the blobs.
You gotta be careful, dude. You get black YouTubers like, that blob's a clone.
The last thing we would want, though, is black YouTubers finding out that we have a blob, too. It'd be swarming the house.
It'd be the bug light.
That'd be the bug light for black YouTubers.
It turns out your pool house is just like an ancient fucking pyramid thing. Like, we need to investigate this. The secrets of the pyramids.
Damn,
just a energy vortex.
You hear them coming too. You hear Fetty Wap. You gotta try to get our blob again.
Lock down. This is not a drill. You just hear that shrill like, Mom at Madness. It's not a drill.
You see the episode 2 of Last of Us when they get through the fence? They're going to breach. This is one big guy. No.
Right. We'd have to definitely secure that fence.
Get some dogs, some spotlights.
They just all have miniature fucking pictures.
Amiz, would you help defend the blob, or would you side with your black YouTube cohort? Would you be in cahoots with the black YouTubers just for a taste of the blob yourself?
No.
You don't want to run a train on the blob with
I'd
the fellas?
I'd defend the blob. No, I wouldn't.
You'd defend the blob.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Trains are gross.
Trains are gross. You're exactly right.
True.
Unless it's a blob. It's kind of.
He'd be a railroad
he'd be real
bull.
Far apart.
He'd be a hard headed railroad bull, dude. Yeah. You'd be down like, what the hell?
All right.
Breaking up the stone. Wait, all right, yeah, we can stop talking blob talk.
No, blob talk's good.
I think it's a good rule of thumb. That's all I'm saying. And then if you could take it anywhere you want, if you're business minded, obviously, like we are.
Yeah.
Take it anywhere you want. Yes. Remember the video I sent you? This lady just, she just had, like,
yeah.
Dude, I found this video online, and it's a lady with, I mean, dude, beyond Fs. The most giant boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she, it's just her husband tapes her going down a water slide in one of those little things, like the raft. And, like, it's just every turn, they're just And it has like a million views. Yeah. And he wrote a disclaimer being like, guys, this is a family video. My wife, please don't poke fun at the way she's built. It's like, dude, you knew what you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
Statues of her in India. Those guys got a hold of fucking those videos. Holy shit. That is the Bob.
That is
the Shiva.
That is Shiva.